Welcome to Carolina. Can you tell us a little bit about your day and getting here, and what's your day been like so far?
Thank you. Today has been a little crazy. Woke up, from the draft. Woke up, maybe got 2 hours of sleep. Woke up, had a flight left Salt Lake City at about 7 o'clock this morning. Connected to Atlanta, and then a short flight from Atlanta here. So it's definitely it's good to finally be here. Get to see a new home. I'm gonna be here for next couple of years, so it's definitely good to be here in these facilities. And yeah, see where we go from here.
So who have you met with today so far within the organization?
I had dinner with a D-line coach, Coach Washington. He's really been the one who's kept in contact with me. Went to did a private workout with him at the University of Utah. Did some board work and then some individual work on the field. Met a defensive coordinator. Met our owner, and I think our GM. I think I've almost met everybody. So,
you've got your girls today.
They're staying at the in-laws today, so probably have to hurry home and get them out of there before they go crazy.
Some people today just around Utah, and they all talk about you as a family man. How did getting married and having children kind of help ground you, or were you already well-grounded at that point?
Definitely getting married and having my first child was something that helped me, like you said, get grounded, helped me to focus, kind of settle down and figure out what I wanted to do with my life and where we needed to go. So I think getting married and having that first kid was definitely what's got me grounded and what's got me to kind of get to where I am today.
Kind of have a different, I'm assuming you had kind of a different campus or non-campus experience at Utah, where you were about half an hour away living with your family, right?
Yeah. I didn't stay on campus at all, other than being in the locker rooms, being in on the football facility, and being in class. So the drive, yeah, it wasn't too bad until you got to the point where you're doing it every day, every week. So it was good. It was definitely a sacrifice that needed to be made, and that's what we did.
You think where you are in your life, it prepares you better for the NFL, having already established established family. You seem pretty mature coming into the league.
Yeah, I think having a family of my own, wife and kids, it helps out in that area of being a little bit more mature than some other guys may be. I'm still on the same level as everybody else when it comes to football. Just got to come in. I'm ready to go. I'm excited. I'm ready to learn. So.
How would you describe your personality?
I'm a real quiet person. Personality. I don't. Even though at the University of Utah I was a team captain my junior senior year, I wasn't the rah-rah captain that's gonna yell at everybody and kind of try to get them hyped like that. I try to lead by example, personality wise. Just real laid back. Outside of football, just real laid back and easy to get to know, and just a real easygoing guy.
To you this last night on the phone, but when you first heard in Indy about your heart, what was your first reaction? Were you confused, scared, or what?
It was just a big surprise. I was just really surprised because I've never had any problems with it, playing Division I football, playing high school. So it was just a real big surprise.
How important was it? I know at Snow, I think it was, you came in a little over 350, and you summed down to your weight now around 311. How important was it? How difficult was it to shed those pounds, and how important was it for your game?
It was real important. I came in with that 350. It was a real bad weight. I redshirted that year at Snow College, and didn't really focus too much on working out and just to try to finish school, but definitely losing the weight and trying to get into better shape. It made the biggest difference. It was real hard getting down from 350 to about Sophomore year, I played about 310, so I lost about 40 pounds coming in, so, but it definitely helped.
What are you now, and what would you like to play at?
Right now, I'm not really sure what I'm weighing. I'm probably around 306, 307, and I'll play wherever the team needs me to be at. I can play heavy, I can play light, so.
Last night you mentioned that you know that you need to get better at the pass rush. What specifically, technique-wise, what do you need to do to get better at the pass rush?
Just finding a better variety of moves. I know I have the explosiveness. I know I can get upfield, but just getting those moves that I know I'm excited to learn from. That's why I'm so excited to get going, to try to improve on my skills and definitely becoming a better football player. So just getting a greater variety of pass rush moves, I think, would help me tremendously.
Things that was kind of said about you by draft experts and scouts and whatnot was that, they thought that you took a few plays off. You played in about 92% of the Utah's defensive snaps last year. Did you think that you took plays off?
No, I don't think I took plays off at all. Like you said, I played 92%. I'd have maybe some games where I play up to 80 snaps in the game. I give everything that I have every play. And sometimes it may come off as taking a play off, but I don't feel that way. But it's definitely something that, I think I can improve on. It's just to continually get that motor going. And I think it's something that if I do fix it, it'll help me a lot at this level.
Coach Whittingham cited your upbringing as part of the reason that for your kind of quiet demeanor and your groundedness. What did your parents do? Do they still work? And kind of what did they instill in you?
Growing up, my dad, he was real big on education. He just graduated with his doctorate degree from Brigham Young, so he was real big on education with me and all my siblings. And we starting from really not having anything and just coming from nothing and moving here to America from the islands. That's definitely something that they've reminded us kids of daily. Just remember where we come from and to always stay humble no matter where we go. So.
How old were you when the family moved? Why did they move?
I think I was about 8 years old, 9 years old when I moved to America, and the main reason was just so my dad just wanted better opportunities for us. He wanted to go back and finish school and kind of give us, his kids, a better opportunity.
How much you've grown as a football player, I mean, going from the junior college level to playing at Utah and now being a first-round pick, it's obviously been a huge journey for you as a player.
Yeah, it's been, definitely been huge. Growing up, I didn't play too much Little League as a little kid. I played maybe half a year of Little League, then I left Salt Lake City, moved to a different area in Utah, and there I moved into, they didn't have Little League, so I really started playing football around my freshman and sophomore year, my real years of football, and I really wasn't that good when I was a freshman, and I just didn't understand the game. And then growing and going up to being on my junior and senior year was where I really kind of started to understand the game a little bit more. And then going to JC and then to University of Utah is where I really learned more about the game of football, and just I was a real raw talent is what everybody would call me. And just getting some of those, some of my skills and my techniques fine-tuned at University of Utah and get me to this position.
Where do you think you are to step up the intensity and play at the next level?
I have a lot of confidence in my playing. I definitely know there's a lot of room for improvement, definitely, but I'm going to come in, and like I said, I'm just going to work hard. Whatever the coaches need from me, that's what I'm going to do, so.
At Utah, you sometimes took up two blockers, sometimes even three guys. Do you think that you're going to be able to be as effective in the NFL and take as many blockers here?
I hope so. I mean, whatever, if that's what the defense needs from me, then that's what I'll do. Like I said, whatever the team needs from me, that's what I'm going to do. So if they need me to eat up five blockers, then that's what I'll do. So.
Were the Panthers a team on your radar as the draft process went along, and were you surprised that they picked you last night?
I didn't really have a radar. I was just playing the waiting game the whole time. There was a couple teams that I thought were interested in me. One of them was Carolina, just because they came out and gave me an individual workout and kind of spent a lot of time with me and on the whiteboard and the blackboard talking football and kind of seeing how fast I can pick things up and the workout. So they're a team I thought was interested. I definitely thought there's some other teams that are interested in well, but as well. But no, I was really just playing the waiting game the whole time. So,
considering your background, were you like, how emotional was it for you and your family? Because watching it on TV, I mean, you guys broke down a little bit.
Yeah, it was real emotional because it's been a long road. Having to sit out, I sat out a year after high school and then going the JC route and had my first kid when I was about 19 years old, got married young. So it's been a rough road, hard road, and definitely to make it to that point of getting picked up, and it meant a lot to me and my wife and my kids, parents, and my family. So,
what was that year out like, and what do you feel like you learned from that?
I learned from that year sitting out after high school that I can't do the 9-to-5 thing. You know, I learned that football's what I was made for. Football's what I need to be doing. That's what that year off taught me, is that I need to be playing football. So it was definitely a hard lesson learned. So,
during that year off, did you work?
Yeah, I worked. I worked for a furniture moving company. For a furniture company, I was moving furniture, delivering furniture. And I didn't like it too much. So,
the idea that you were always going to go to junior college, or were you sort of in limbo that year, not sure what you were going to do?
I actually signed with Brigham Young out of high school, so my plans were to go to Division I, and when that didn't happen, that's what kind of got me down and decided to sit out a year, see what I wanted to do, see what I really wanted to do with my life, and working wasn't it, so.
Were you living at home still that year?
Yeah, living at home.
What was the worst piece of furniture to move?
We moved a lot of things that went in cabins. So in cabins, a lot of, in Utah, they have a lot of the king size bed setups. So the king size headsets and all those, trying to move in upstairs and places where they shouldn't be fit, and that was probably the worst.
What was your first thoughts walking here into the stadium and just seeing everything?
First thoughts getting here was, you know, I definitely wanted to check it out because, you know, like I said earlier, this is going to be my home for the next couple of years. My family's home for the next couple of years. So seeing the stadium was awesome. The facilities, just seeing it was great. It's where I'm going to be spending a lot of my time once we get the ball rolling for the season. But it was great.
Talk about, you know, you didn't understand the game at one point back, I guess, freshman year. And when did you get to the point where you realized that this might be possible coming to the NFL? When did you realize that you were pretty good?
Probably going into my senior season in high school. That's where I really started to understand the game a little bit better, and I got a lot better as a football player, attending a lot of football camps, going to different colleges, and that's when I started getting some of the offers for D1s, and so that's when I kind of decided to take it a little bit serious. You know, I thought I could someday make it to this position I am now.
You're obviously a pretty even keel guy, pretty laid back guy, but last night you got fairly emotional. How many other times have you gotten emotional since last night, and what's that been like?
I don't think my emotions have stopped yet from last night, because it kind of feels so surreal. This is something that my family and myself have been working for since I was young, so it's I think emotions won't stop until I get the pads on and the helmets and, you know, get back to football. So,
speaking of pads and jerseys, what you were 92 at Utah, 92 is taken here.
Yeah.
Right now. What number do you anticipate?
I have no idea. I mean, I talked on the phone. They said 96 might be open, so I think that's what I'll take. Yeah.
TV's folks a good thing and say your last name so we can say it right on air.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Lotu Lele. Yeah.
Star.
Star, yeah.